or toward the end of the month, because you still have, you know, Milwaukee tonight, Sacramento, who's been better than a lot of people expected, and certainly better than I expected on Friday. You know, Minnesota, we'll see what they're like if they have sort of a post-trade bounce, you know, as they reorganize around Cat. You know, San Antonio, again, the Clippers, who've been really good, the Raptors at the end of the month. If you get to December 1, on the right side of 500, maybe holding a little bit more, you know, a couple games up on that, and you're sort of still in that mix, and you're still seeing that clump of teams, you know, a game or two, within a game or two or 500, I think that's when you start to feel like maybe you got a chance, because then it's not, you know, a five-game fluke or a 10-game sample. You're getting closer to like 20 games a quarter of the way through the season, and you'll start to see, hopefully, what the healthiest version of Mike Conley looks like, and then what the rotation will look like from there, even without Dylan Brooks. So I think you get through this month, and the toughest part of the schedule. They've already done a really good job on the first end of this sort of rough patch. You get through that, you know, with your head above water, and then I think you could start to look around and feel a little bit better.
Dan, we always appreciate the time, my man.
Thanks so much.
Dan Devine of The Ringer. When we come back, we'll continue the Grizzlies discussion. Grizzlies and Bucks tonight, a game you can hear right on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, Chris Harrington's going to join the program. We'll get you all set for that. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of
Zach Brown Band.
Cold beer on
down the rabbit hole. Live.
So darling,
Saturday night, March 30th, FedEx Forum, the multi-platinum, Grammy award-winning Zach Brown Band. Reserved seats on sale Friday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Zach Brown Band in concert.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite Care Bears. Me, Grumpy Bear.
And me, Chair Bear.
Remember how happy you were getting us as a kid?
Happy.
Get that feeling again with the Honda CR-V. It comes with a standard rearview camera.
Hooray!
Plus available Honda Sensing.
Yay!
Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda CR-V.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
Valid on CR-V LX only. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Get ready for a meal to remember, because Kroger is here to help you save on an amazing spread for your Thanksgiving feast. Enjoy low prices on the perfect turkey or ham, delicious produce that's always fresh, plus delightful desserts from the bakery. And save on everything you need to celebrate the season deliciously. That's how you holiday.
Enjoy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 77 cents a pound, limit 2. And sweet potatoes are 33 cents a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Catching a game in all 30 pro ballparks and walking away with a home run ball. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Love Keno to go? Well, now there's more to love with the chance to win up to $300,000 just by adding Bullseye to your play. What are you waiting for? Stop by your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Which one you want the most? Am I free star?
Chris Harrington writes about the NBA, Memphis, and at large for the Daily Memphian. He joins us each and every day on the program, roughly at 10 o'clock. Let's fire it up.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins us now at Chris Harrington on Twitter, at Harrington NBA. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Milwaukee Here I Come, a 1968 country hit duet from George Jones and a singer named Brenda Carter. It'd be a little bit more appropriate if the line went, "Here I come from Memphis, Tennessee," instead of "Here I come from Nashville, Tennessee." But nevertheless, it's a song in honor of the Grizzlies traveling to Milwaukee tonight.
Always, always enjoy this portion of the show. Chris has written over at the Daily Memphian. He has written about Dylan Brooks' injury. He has also got a preview included in the story. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but now that you've had some time to hash out your thoughts and really think about it, in general, what do you think this Dylan Brooks injury means to the Grizzlies?
Well, I divided it into sort of three things. The immediate one is that they have all these other injuries. And so the more, and now you have Ivan Rabb is out the illness, and so the more, as the injuries accumulate, I think that they impact you more. Like, it'd be the one thing that's Mike Conley and Marcus all, but if you're talking about sort of secondary guys, this team was deep enough that, you know, losing Chandler Parsons, losing Jermichael Green didn't really impact him that much because they had so many other options. Well, once you start accumulating injuries, your options narrow. And so, you know, J.B. Bickerstaff's ability to, you know, find different combinations of different guys who have it each night, I think he's done well with that during the season, but now he's down to, you know, 9-10 players. You don't have those options anymore. And so I think that's the short-term problem. The other thing is that the biggest loss isn't, you know, losing the Dylan Brooks they had. It was losing the Dylan Brooks I think they were going to get. He had not been particularly good to start the season, but I think he was trending up. And I think he was going to keep trending up and become a better and more important player. And so it's sort of that opportunity cost of losing what he was going to be, not what he was.
I was just going to say, like, when in terms of just, like, the freak aspect of the injury, like, that's about as tough a way to get hurt as I've seen.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Chandler Parsons, he sort of, I mean, no one's surprised by that. But, you know, Jermichael Green breaks his jaw trying to block a shot, and then Dylan Brooks steps on a ball that's being passed as he's defending, and he's out 2 months. I mean, those are the kind of, you know, you're worried about Mike Conley coming off the heel surgery. You're worried about, you know, you're going to get anything from Chandler Parsons, and you're worried about, you know, Marc Gasol with his age. And so there's injury concerns coming into the season or health concerns, but, like, you don't plan for that kind of stuff. That's not what you envision. But what I think is most interesting about it, and this really won't emerge for another couple of weeks, but, you know, Brooks is going to be out 2 months. They're going to get Andre Caspi back probably this weekend. Jimmy Bickerstaff suggested on Friday. And they said Jermichael Green will be back in a couple of weeks. And what's interesting about it is in Green's absence and Parsons' absence, they have been playing much smaller in the middle games and late in games. They start big. They play a lot with Kyle Anderson at the four. They played a lot with 2-point guards, 3 wings. That's sort of what they've done. And now there's sort of a cross current where that has been working for them, but when you take Dylan Brooks out and put Jermichael Green back in, it shifts the roster up, you know, in terms of where your talent is. And so the real challenge for J.B. Bickerstaff is to figure out how to manage that. Because if he keeps playing the smaller lineups, suddenly somebody's taking a hit among Marc Gasol, Jaren Jackson, and Jermichael Green, and, like, someone's not going to be happy about that. And then you're putting a lot of onus on Wayne Selden and Marshawn Brooks to be consistent, which they haven't been. But if you shift it the other way and play big, which is what your talent suggests, are you going to be able to score? Because they have not been good offensively with those bigger lineups. The starting lineup they have has been excellent defensively. But even as good as it's been defensively, and I looked this up today, of all the lineups in the NBA that have played at least 100 minutes, the Grizzlies' current starting lineup is the third best defensive lineup in the NBA that's played, you know, sufficient minutes. And they're still a losing lineup because they're so bad offensively. And so now you have a setup where once Jermichael Green comes back, it's really going to suggest you should play Kyle Anderson primarily at the three, but they haven't been able to score that way. And so I think the real challenge, and when I suggested just J.B. Bickerstaff co-signed it completely and said this was actually the focus of their practice yesterday, their real challenge the rest of the season is to figure out how to be better offensively with Kyle Anderson at small forward.
Talking, of course, with Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian, at Chris Harrington, at Harrington NBA on Twitter. And you mentioned kind of the trying to find the right mix, and Eric and I had talked about it a lot both on and off the air, and that the obvious emphasis for this team through training camp, through the early part of the season, is defense, defense, defense. Let's get that first, because if we don't get that done first, none of this matters. The offense will come. Is there any guarantee that offense will come?
No, I mean, I think the offense has not been quite as bad as the perception, because they play such a slow pace.
Sure.
So I think if you look at, like, points per game, they're probably, like, 29th or 30th, right?
Yes.
If you look at points per possession, I think they're closer to, like, 20th. So they have not been horrible, but it is certainly the weakness of the team as a whole, and it is particularly the weakness of that starting lineup. And now, you know, again, the Brooks out, Green coming back, it's going to push them more towards those kind of lineups, in theory. But those lineups have to be better offensively for them to do that. If they're going to play even more big, then they have to be better offensively. I agree that defense should be the calling card of this team, and they were right to establish that. And they've done it, I think, better than even anyone expected. They're a top five defense this year in the NBA, but they have to score better. I think the one thing you could pull out of it is that, like, Mike Conley, who has been better in the past couple games, he's likely to be better going forward than he's been so far from a percentage basis, right? He has not shot the ball well in the season so far. And I think there's still growth to be had. I mean, I think the main reason you and I agreed, the main reason they lost that game at home in Utah was the three-point shooting. But I think they have a decent cast of three-point shooters, and they need to sort of find more opportunity for those guys. I think Jared Jackson, you know, he shot like 10% or whatever from three. I think that's going to get better over the course of the season, too.
Do you think, you know, you and I have talked about sometimes the obvious answer is the right answer. And is it really just as simple, if Mike Conley gets going offensively, this team will be a better offensive team?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. But I also do think, and I wrote this at some point last week, I think the bigger lineups are a factor with him because there's less space for him to operate.
Sure.
You know, that's the problem with Kyle Anderson offensively in that starting lineup, is that so much of your offense, that starting lineup, is built around Conley and Gasol, and, you know, Garrett Kemple can space the floor, and Jared Jackson is a guy who can finish at the rim, be a high-low threat for Gasol. With Gasol over time, I think he can space the floor. I don't know what Kyle Anderson's role is off the ball as much, right?
Sure.
And that's what they got to figure out. When they put him in these situations where he's spotting up, like, hey, you're not spacing the floor because the defense is not going with you. Like, you can space it out as much as you want, but it doesn't work unless the defense spaces. So the defense doesn't space with Kyle Anderson standing in the corner, right?
Yes.
And then when the ball gets out there, he's not really a shooting threat either. He's better either with the ball in his hand as sort of a point guard, point forward, or he's better in the interior, cutting to the basket, rebounding, moving off the ball. And I think it's easier for him to play that role at the four than at the three. And so he's a skilled player, but he's a weird player. And they got to figure out how to make it work offensively with him on the wing. And they have not done that yet.
Obviously, thinking about these things in theory is a lot easier said than done. But in terms of what you think, given the injury limitations, giving all the factors that you have to account for, is there a rotation that you think makes sense to help this team? Because at the same time, as you mentioned, it's a top three defense according to almost every defensive efficiency metric. But obviously the offense, you know, it's in the mid-20s at best. Is there a kind of a rotation that you think makes sense that doesn't sacrifice the defensive end in hopes of, you know, gaining just a little bit on the offensive end?
I mean, I think it's less a rotation than some specific players. I think Jermichael Green has the potential to be a decent three-point shooter. He has been one in the past. He didn't have a chance to get injured, you know, in game two this year. If Jermichael Green can shoot well from three, I think that will help because he can space the floor. You could almost play a little bit, you know, with him as sort of a nominal three offensively if he's spotting up behind the three, and that gives space for Kyle Anderson to paint, you know, et cetera. So I think Jermichael Green and Jaren Jackson emerging as three-point threats, because that's not going to happen with Kyle Anderson. I think that would help Kyle Anderson if whatever power forward he's on the floor with is spacing the floor. And then I think they need, they need at some point to get more consistent offense game in, game out from the duo of Seldon and Marshawn Brooks.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the same guy every night. They need to get points from that duo, like, every night now. And so I think, you know, those four players, I think, may be a part of the key to the offense is getting better contributions from those four.
We're going to get into the Bucks game specifically here in just a minute. But in terms of just when you kind of look at this next stretch, how paramount is it for the Grizzlies? Because you look at it, there's some very winnable games. You know, obviously tonight, Milwaukee, you're a double-digit underdog. Like, if you win that game, you steal that game, congratulations. Like, hat tip, that is a heck of a win on the road. But you got Sacramento, Minnesota on Sunday. You get Dallas at home, at San Antonio, at L.A. Then you come home on a Sunday against New York before Toronto. Like, to me, this, you know, you don't want to overreact and put too much pressure on a stretch in November, but I do feel like if the Grizzlies are going to achieve some of the goals that they've set out, this is a very vital stretch for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think a loss is likely tonight. And I wrote about how Milwaukee has got the third best record in the NBA, and that undersells how good they've been.
Yeah.
Like, they've been incredible. You know, it's going to be hard to win that game tonight, assuming that's a loss. You know, look at those eight games left in November. I think the Grizzlies need to have a winning record in those games. And it's an interesting sort of grouping in that people are trying to figure out the West, right?
Yes. Because
the West playoff race is more crowded now than people thought it was before the season started. It hasn't really narrowed. It's gotten more crowded because the Grizzlies and the Clippers and the Kings all are performing above preseason expectations. And, you know, and the teams that are performing under, like the Rockets and the Jazz, you know, are still teams people assume are going to make the playoffs for the most part. And so it's a more crowded field, not a more narrow field already. Really, the only teams out of it are probably the Suns and the Mavs. Even Minnesota, we'll see what happens, you know, with the trade they just made. So you look at these Western Conference teams coming up, you know, Sacramento home, Minnesota road, Spurs road, Clippers road. Those are the teams, that group of teams in particular is sort of where the sorting is going to happen over the course of the season. You know, only one or two of the teams in that group at most are going to be in the playoffs. You want to be that group. And so I think the head-to-head games in particular against those teams, Kings, Wolves, Spurs, Clippers, that's where a lot of sorting is going to happen, and it's going to start happening this month.
Talking, of course, with Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. He has got a column up over at thedailymemphian.com. He discusses, of course, Dylan Brooks' injury. He's also got a preview of tonight's game against the Bucks. The Grizzlies will get their first look in 2018 against Giannis. Chris, you mentioned it. Like, when you talk about the Bucks, they're right now, I believe, according to John Hollinger's efficiency ratings, they're the number four defense and then the number two offense in the entire NBA. They have the best point differential thus far in the NBA. Oh boy, what a test tonight.
Yeah, and they have the best point differential against, in terms of, you know, opponent winning percentage, what has been the hardest schedule in the league so far. They are the only team in the NBA that has beaten the Warriors and the Raptors, the best team in the East Conference. They've beaten each of them, and they beat the Nuggets and the Sixers and the Pacers. So they played at that level with the league's best point differential against maybe the league's toughest schedule. Like you mentioned, they're top five in offense, defense, and rebounding. I think that covers most of the game,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That seems to be.
So that's pretty good. And the matchup stuff, to me, it's going to be interesting just because I don't know. That Sixers game was sort of like a puzzle to be solved is how I wrote about it because of the weirdness of the lineups.
Yes.
But that was sort of happenstance. This Milwaukee game you could prepare for a week, and I don't know how what you do with it because Giannis is playing power forward. Are you going to have – Jaren Jackson guard Giannis? Like, I can't imagine. If you put Kyle Anderson on Giannis, which seems to make more sense, like, who is Jaren Jackson guarding? Either he or Gasol is going to guard Brooke Lopez at center. Brooke Lopez is taking, like, 12 threes a game. So one of those guys is going to be away from the basket, and the other is going to be guarding a guard. It's going to be on Malcolm Brogdon. And so no matter what you do, it's like, you know, water's coming through the dam. You're sticking your holes and all your fingers in all the holes trying to stop it. I don't know how you match up with this team. It'll be interesting to see what they try to do with them tonight.
Yeah. When did Brooke Lopez, like, get good? Like, I miss, he was always solid, but this is, like, he's having just an unbelievable year.
Well, him enthusiastically adopting the three-point shot has done wonders for him. It's rejuvenated him as a player. I think he was already on sort of a downward stretch, even though I was surprised to look yesterday. He's 3 years younger than Marc Gasol, which I didn't realize. he was sort of on a little bit of downward stretch, and he has become a really, really good three-point shooter, and more importantly, a really, really aggressive three-point shooter. To the degree that, I don't know if I wrote this or not, but in their, I think they played 13 games, or 10 and 3, he has taken 7 or more threes in 7 of their 13 games. Marcus Gasol's season high in attempts this year from three-point line is 6, right?
Yes.
So Brook Lopez has already had 7 games where he's taken more than Gasol's most. And I will tell you, there are people with the Grizzlies who would like to see Marcus Gasol start having some 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 three-point attempt games like Brook Lopez has.
Yeah, this was a fantastic little stretch that you wrote about. Meanwhile, Brook Lopez is bombing threes from the center position. 3 of his past 4 games from long range, 8 of 13, 6 of 12, 6 of 10. So if one of the bigs is on him, that's taking away from your defensive rebounding and rim protection. And if Anderson is guarding Giannis, that means another big is probably chasing around combo guard Malcolm Brogdon. Hey, JB, good luck, pal.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game tonight, unless the Grizzlies are like down 20, you know, in the middle of the third quarter, then I guess it will grow less interesting for people. But, you know, I think this is a good test of the Grizzlies and a good test of Bickerstaff as a coach, because it's quite the problem to try to solve tonight.
As Chris mentioned, the injury report for the Grizzlies, Dylan Brooks out with the left knee sprain, Amir Caspi, right knee soreness, Jamichael Green out, of course, with a broken jaw, Ivan Rabb out with an illness, and then Chandler Parsons with a right knee soreness. And I wanted to ask you this before we let you go. Eric and I were discussing yesterday on his show, at a certain point, you just kind of have to accept the fact that if you get anything out of Chandler Parsons this year, it's a win.
Oh, I expect nothing at this point.
Yeah.
I've been told, I've asked people, like, so are we going to see him again? And I get, yeah, we'll see him again. And it's like that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see him again. Yeah.
And so I expect nothing to the point that I do not expect him to be on the roster next season. And so I think these are the end days of Chandler Parsons with the Grizzlies. I think at some point he'll be activated and they'll trot him out there and we'll see what happens. But I would keep my expectations at a bare minimum as far as that goes.
Is that the most interesting developing story as we head into next season? Is if he's not on the roster, how do they go about doing that?
I'm trying not to write about that quite yet.
Sure.
At some point, it'll sort of materialize as something that sort of needs to be dealt with. I wouldn't expect anything dramatic in that regard, but in terms of the resolution. But I do think there's more than one way that the Chandler Parsons thing could play out going into the final season of this contract. And at some point, I'll work through those options. But I would caution people not to expect anything dramatic in regards. I think you'll end with a whimper, not a bang, let's put it that way.
Isn't that the most fitting into his career?
Right.
Chris, we always appreciate the time, my man.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Chris Arrington, again, over at the Daily Memphian, he has got his game day preview. It also includes what Dylan Brooks' injury means for the Grizzlies. Again, dailymemphian.com. It's, again, only $7 to subscribe. I cannot recommend it enough. It's worth it just alone, as Jeff has pointed out, just for Chris's writing. Grizzlies Bucks tonight, 7 o'clock right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Pregame starts, of course, with G-Darb at 6:30. However, when we come back, we're going to get into football. We've got the TAMS power rankings. We have the college football playoff rankings. We've got the Memphis Tigers kind of back in the American Athletic Conference title picture. We're going to get Jeff Calkins back on the horn, and we're going to discuss all of this and more when we come back right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Are you ready for fall leaves, hoodies, pumpkins, and cool weather? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Call Choate's today to schedule your $60 furnace tune-up to make sure your heater is ready for the cold months ahead. Our $60 furnace tune-up includes a 15-point safety inspection with a free camera inspection of your heat exchanger to make sure it is not leaking any dangerous carbon monoxide. Right now is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned and to make sure your indoor air quality is top-notch. Don't forget, Choate's is also there for all your plumbing needs. From our $99 drain cleanings, our tankless water heater financing specials, or visit one of our 2 kitchen and bath showrooms for any of your remodel ideas. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Elbow, that's LBOE, where every day there's something special and extra delicious. Wednesday, it's beers, burgers, bourbon, and trivia. Get a classic cheeseburger and an ice cold draft for just $10. A big old tasty cheeseburger and a beer, just $10. Plus $5 select bourbons, $2 domestic bottles, and half price wine from 5 to 10. One more? How about $5 appetizers from 5 to 10 and team trivia at 7 p.m.? Elbow has the always delicious burger of the day. Elbow, the best burgers and more, 2021 Madison Avenue.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
Many health conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, are connected to gum disease in your mouth. Good thing their signs can be detected in a routine dental exam covered by a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Visit coveryourmouth.com.
Hey, it's Jason Smith from 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Want to listen to us? Wherever you might be, hey, maybe you want to listen to me, not so much John. It doesn't matter whether it's Apple CarPlay or any place you might take your phone. Make sure to download the radio.com app today and favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. It's free and it's easy. Everything on the Memphis Grizzlies, Memphis Tigers, SEC, NFL, all of it. We've got it. That's the radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Take us with you on the go anywhere. You'll be glad you did.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You're not completely sure that girl is real.
Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
And welcome you back to the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff, joining us back on the horn. Jeff, before we get going, you want to tell us
What I want to tell you about is I am right now driving through the rain in Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and I presume that means it is either raining or fixing, as we say in Mississippi, to rain in Memphis. Is it raining currently in Memphis?
It is not, but it looks like it is about to.
It is. Is it? Or at least it's wanting to rain.
It's fixing,
right?
It's fixing to rain.
Well, I said fixing already, but then I also think it's wanting to rain is another thing that you could say. But if it's wanting to rain or fixing to rain or threatening to rain, Redeemer's Group is the folks to think about, because You don't want water coming into your garage. You don't want water coming into your basement. You don't want water coming into your crawl space. You don't want to be worrying about water coming into your garage or your basement or a crawl space. You want to have the peace of mind that comes from knowing that everything is sound. There's enough to worry about already. You got to worry about the power going out. You got to worry about when you're going to walk the dog and everything else. You don't want to worry about water coming into your house. And if you call Redeemers Group, here's the great thing. You can get a free inspection. They'll come out, they'll size up the situation, and they will give you the peace of mind and let you know you got no problems at all. Or if you have a problem, and that may be why you're calling them, they'll fix it for you. Got a friend recently told me he had Redeemers Group come out and sealed up their basement where they had water problems, and they have had no problems since. Again, the inspection is 100% free. Give them a call at 541-8765, 541-8765. They'll send an expert to your house and give you the peace of mind that comes from knowing that that you are safe, secure, and dry. It's 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web at redeemersgroup.com. Is it time for the TAMS ranking?
Heck yeah, it is. Well, Jeff, we do it each and every day at about, or you should say each and every Wednesday at around.
Every day would be too much.
That
I think.
Would be.
Particularly to rank this particularly ragtag group of teams, right?
Yes, I think that's more than fair to say. When you're.
Well, I want to point out.
All right.
We've overlooked this.
Okay.
If the Tigers win out, is there a possibility they could win the TAMS rankings?
Ooh, boy, that is a...
People haven't looked at this. People have not... It's sneaking up on people. If the Tigers win out, could we know they could win that with the SEC West, given the right circumstances. I mean, not the SEC West, the AAC West. That would be a real trick. But are the TAMS rankings out of reach? I think maybe.
I think they are, just because in terms of almost every single power ranking, even if...
What if they beat UCF? What if they get to the title game, beat UCF... Run the table.
We're gonna have
and Mississippi State stumbles down the stretch, including losing the Egg Bowl.
Then that would be the that event, in my opinion, has to occur, because I think if Mississippi State goes chalk, though 8-4 would kind of be, given how good their defense is, though 8-4, I think you would have to consider somewhat of a lost season. I still think if you look at almost every single power ranking, they would be significantly ahead of Memphis. If they were to play on a neutral field, like say, for instance, they played even at the Liberty Bowl, State would be at that point at
That's
least
fine,
a 10
but
point.
But if they've coming off a loss to Ole Miss in the
then,
Egg Bowl,
then,
and Memphis,
yes.
coming, and Memphis is, and go, ends up winning the title game, you just by virtue of the accomplishment alone. Listen, we like to recognize conference champions in the TAMS rankings. Conference championships mm-hmm. mean something in the TAMS rankings.
Unless it doesn't.
It's a mysterious formula, and we don't mm-hmm. reveal the formula to everybody.
Of course.
But and we start with a fresh piece of paper every single week. But I just wanted to ask that. Go ahead. Give the TAMS report last week first before you go ahead and tell us the rankings.
You bring up that question because I wanted to ask you this before we get into exactly what happened. How many people do you think are aware of right now that Memphis very much can wake up on Friday morning and control its own destiny in the AAC West?
No, I think it's snuck up on people. And it's a little bit, yeah. I mean, it's remarkable to think if Houston beats Tulane and
they're an 11-point favorite currently.
They should. And then Memphis wins its last two games, but won the West, which is amazing, right?
Yes.
And it's not even that unlikely. Like, the unlikely part, the most unlikely part of that is beating Houston, right? And Houston can't stop anyone.
Exactly.
So I don't know how unlikely that is.
I mean, both teams are favored. The results that the Tigers need, the Tigers are roughly a 9-point favorite at SMU on Friday, and currently Houston at home is an 11-point favorite against Tulane. Should they take care of business?
What would the Memphis-Houston line be?
It's probably going to be somewhere around Houston by 4.5.
Yeah, not bad.
No, completely reasonable.
Completely reasonable?
Yes.
And then you go and you get your rematch against UCF. That would be UCF is not as good this year, obviously. But anyway, it's amazing we're talking like this. Like, people, like, walk, you know, it was over. And here we are. So it's a remarkable, and some of it's just, I mean, the West has been a mess.
It has eaten itself alive.
It has eaten itself alive, yes. And it's, in all fairness, you know, people I joke about the SEC gets credit for eating itself alive, that it's a gauntlet, but it often is a gauntlet. I don't actually think this is a gauntlet. I just think it's kind of eating itself alive.
Mississippi State's more than likely going to finish the season 8-4. That's a really good 8-4 football team.
Yes, right. Yes, it is. Okay. So what do we have from last week?
Let's recap the rankings from last week. Arkansas State went to Coastal Carolina. They left Myrtle Beach with a 44-16 win over Coastal Carolina. They will host the University of Louisiana at Monroe this weekend. Arkansas.
Time to give the Riverwolves some respect, man. Some respect. Put some respect next to their name.
Arkansas hosted LSU in Fayetteville. It cost a lot of people a lot of money when.
Oh man, boy. This was rough.
Yes, that's why that line scared me. I stayed the heck away from that line. But they lost to LSU 24-17. They will go to Starkville this weekend to take on Mississippi State. Tennessee picked up a top 25 win. They absolutely dusted the Wildcats of Kentucky 24-7, a game that was never in doubt. They have another big game this weekend when they host Missouri to get bowl eligible. Memphis hosted Tulsa over the weekend, a 47-21 game. It was never in doubt. The Tiger defense had their most dominating performance of the year, particularly in the first half. As mentioned earlier, they will go to SMU on Friday. Ole Miss gave a spirited effort, but more importantly, they did not cover. Now 0-6 in their last six against the spread against Texas A&M on the road. 38-24 loss to the Aggies. They will go to Nashville on Saturday to take on the Commodores. And then Mississippi State, of course, fell at Tuscaloosa 24-0. They will host Arkansas on Saturday.
All right. So what do we got?
All right. Arkansas State's still number 7. I'm sorry. Because,
after
Jeff,
what
here's
they
why.
Did to poor Coastal Carolina?
Yes, Coastal Carolina is.
How about boosting them ahead of Arkansas?
But the problem is every power rating more or less still says that Arkansas's better. And that Arkansas would be favored by at least 5.
Okay.
So I would love to. I'd love to give some credit because, you know, I hate giving credit to good losses. Like, it's a loss. Like, there's no such thing as a good loss to me. Like, you either win.
Well, the Tigers had one last night.
Yes. So, I didn't.
That's fine. All right.
That
Arkansas
wasn't my
State.
Marching drum.
Arkansas State, 7.
Arkansas.
Because Jeffrey hates Arkansas State. I apologize to everybody in Jonesboro who listens to us. Just so you know, I love you, and that's what matters.
And thank you for making me the villain. Arkansas comes in at number 6. Again, we're really kind of splitting hairs. There's a clear bottom tier, and I give the default to the Razorbacks because if they were to play on a neutral field, virtually every single rating says that Arkansas would be about a 5-point favorite.
You know what I'm guessing here? I'm guessing the TAMS rankings are going to be exactly the same as the playoff rankings. For the first time ever, the playoff rankings, top 10 remains the same. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I think the TAMS rankings are going to remain the same.
No.
Let's just see.
We had some shuffling.
We had a flip-flop.
We had
Ole Miss drops, Memphis elevates.
Correct. Ole Miss now will drop to number 5. And here's why they're number 5. They are essentially tied with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt currently a 2.5-point favorite. I completely understand that accounts for home field advantage on Saturday. But at the end of the day, when you've got very similar resumes, we have to go with what Vegas says. Vegas says right now that Vanderbilt will beat Ole Miss on Saturday. The great news for both teams, you have an opportunity to
write
that wrong.
Head-to-head TAMS battle.
Exactly.
We don't get these head-to-head TAMS battles.
We actually get a few this week.
It's like a two-game swing.
Oh, it's a huge, huge swing because you get to knock off.
The prize is on the line for the other TAMS.
I'm sure this is a talking point in both
exactly
locker rooms.
Right.
I'm sure this is huge. Then we have Vanderbilt, of course, at number four. Again, essentially the exact same team. Both teams in almost every power rating within a spot or two of each other. Ole Miss and Vanderbilt, 5 and 4. We've moved Memphis up to number three. Jeff, ever since they've decided to make the running game the focal point of the offense, Memphis has looked much, much better.
It's funny, I was literally talking to Tom Bowen about this last night, that when you look at these teams, whether it's Memphis, Houston, Tulane, whatever, you know, they're all kind of a muddle, right? There's one difference, and that is Memphis has Darrell Henderson, who is a special player, and he changes everything. You know, I don't know how much he would have changed the Missouri game had he played in that one. I think he might would have changed the earlier games and had he gotten more touches, but he is the, you know, he's the quintessential difference maker, and you're absolutely right. Since they've featured the running game, they are much better. And Brady White is, if you ask him to do certain things, he's good at those things. You know, I don't believe the narrative, I just never have, that Brady White's trash. I think Brady White is good at intermediate, short and intermediate passing. You know, it's funny, Mike Norvell talks about, and I've literally never heard a coach talk as much about when he's going over how a quarterback played, how many checks he made in the run game like that. And he talks about that all the time, which suggests, you know, it's not that he threw the 40 yards down, dart down the field. But he is a quintessential, like, he can manage the game and be efficient in short and immediate range. If he does, you know, if he has a clean pocket, if he doesn't have to scramble, if he can deliver the ball, like, he's good at that. He's actually good at that. There are certain things he can't do. He can't do, you know, he can't bomb away. But if you're leaning on Patrick and Darrell Henderson, then I think you've got something. Well, so all the way up to number three.
And I don't think it's any coincidence that we've started to see the wide receivers play more, because now they're starting to get, now that teams have to honor the run, they're having to put an extra guy down near the line of scrimmage. And when Brady White goes play action, you're getting guys that are open and really open.
Yeah, and they're catching the ball better than they did earlier in the year as well. So Memphis all the way up to number three.
Memphis moves up to number three. That means Tennessee has moved up to number two. They pick up another top 25 win when they knocked off the Wildcats on Saturday. Death Taxes, Tennessee beating Kentucky in Knoxville. They move up to the number two spot. They have two games to get bowl eligible. They've got Missouri this weekend at home, and then, of course, they have Vanderbilt. And, of course, our number one team still, if they were to play any of the other remaining six teams in the TAMS power rankings, the Mississippi State Bulldogs would be at least an 11-point favorite on a neutral field.
This is the highest that Tennessee is ranked in the TAMS rankings?
This is the highest that the Vols have ranked in the TAMS rankings.
Yeah.
The historic TAMS rankings.
If State and the Vols played, I think State would win. But the Vols are a weird team. They have come up with, as we know now, they've got two top 25 wins, right?
Yes.
And so I don't put it past them to win that game.
Well, I mean, they did to Kentucky what Kentucky did to Mississippi State. Now, granted,
exactly right,
they got to play them at home, and then State had to play Kentucky on the road. But, I mean, really just what it comes down to, Mississippi State's a weird team because they are so one-dimensional, and that really the only way that they can win is if they can get Nick Fitzgerald essentially just running the football. If you can't stop what they do, they'll make you look terrible, because that defense is no freaking joke. I mean, how mortal did Alabama look on Saturday? But the bigger problem with Mississippi State is if you can line up to stop the run,
right,
they can't put any pressure on you to make you stop them stopping the run.
Yep. Okay, then the other news, last night, playoff rankings stayed exactly the same for the first time in the history of
the top 10
playoff.
Stayed exactly the same, yes.
Yeah, the top 10 stayed exactly the same. UCF still gets no credit particularly. What do you, was there anything interesting that emerged from all of that?
To me, the most interesting aspect now that we can start to see some scenarios develop, I think we both agree Alabama's going to win out. Agreed?
Yeah.
It seems very likely that Clemson's going to win out.
Very likely, yeah.
I guess Notre Dame's biggest test is this week at Yankee Stadium against Syracuse.
Yep.
I still think Notre Dame's better than Syracuse. I don't think this Notre Dame team is the Notre Dame 2012 team. I think this is actually a good football team. Then you get Michigan right there at 9-1. Of course, they still have Ohio State to play. And then, of course, who
I think they lose to Ohio State.
Okay, well, then you can't forget the absolute bloodbath of a game against the Wildcats of Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game. So this is what becomes really interesting. So if Alabama does indeed win out, that means Georgia will have two losses. And then Oklahoma still has West Virginia to play as well as the Big 12 title game. They could easily lose. So LSU sitting right behind Georgia and Oklahoma and Michigan, they are the highest-ranked two-loss team. Are we heading to where LSU could move up to four? Of course, the other fascinating aspect of it is Washington State, even though they're 9-1, they're right behind them, and then West Virginia at 8-1.
Who's Washington State have left? I actually think in that circumstance,
Washington State still has Washington to play next week.
I think in that circumstance, so we'll stipulate one of the four loses, and probably Michigan, right? We'll say Michigan loses.
Michigan is the most likely team to lose, I think.
Right. Ohio State at that point, where could they move at that point if they then win and then they beat Northwestern? You basically have it. Who's moving into that slot? That's the question.
Correct.
And you're saying Oklahoma could lose again.
Correct.
Because they would be the most apt to move into the slot right now.
So one of Oklahoma and West Virginia is going to lose because they're at 7-9. They play. They're 6-9. Nice, and they still play each other. But I guess you're right. At that point, your theory becomes if Ohio State wins at home against Michigan and defeats Northwestern in the Big Ten title game, then I guess they move in. But I mean,
or does Washington State move in?
What do you do? Because Washington State would still have to play Washington and the Pac-12 title game against whoever wins that gigantic pillow fight in the Pac-12 South.
Right.
To me, that's the most interesting question.
I think it's too clean to think that the top four are going to remain the top four. It just doesn't happen. I mean, it could. And I'll be honest. I would like it best if it did. Like, it would be nice to have a clear top four, right? If it would be a totally 100% clear top four if these teams all went out. And it would be fun. Like, I'd be interested in seeing Michigan's defense against Tua, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I think Alabama, Michigan, you still have the brands, though.
Huge brands.
I know what I'm betting on.
Yes, right. You're betting the first half line.
Yes.
Alabama, right, exactly. Yes. But
Clemson-Notre Dame is very intriguing.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, Clemson-Notre Dame is great. And then you'd probably get Clemson-Alabama, and that would be fun, too. And, you know, I actually think it becomes much less interesting if one of these other teams sneaks in. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Let me tell you about Sleepy Z's Mattresses. Sleepy Z's Mattresses Furniture, by Michael Zellner. That's where you get 50 to 80% off retail stores every single day of the week. In addition to that, if you mention my name, so you get 50 to 80% off right off the top. Then if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you get an additional 10% off. And here's the great thing. You're getting the best stuff. It is the winner of the best mattress store in Memphis 2015, 16, 17, and 18. That's an Alabama kind of run right there, ladies and gentlemen. It's because they have Serta High Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, complete line of Serta adjustable bases. They've got a showroom full of furniture. They don't just sell mattresses. They've got a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. They got an A-plus rating with the business. People love them, basically. People love them. They got an A-plus rating with the Business Bureau. They got 500 positive reviews, more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture company. And they have all sorts of financing options up to 48 months. Sleep Z is located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road, corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. You can call the store, 901-692-6200. Sleep Z is by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bet. We will be back in a moment. It's Jeff Gawkinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You want to have a delicious, exquisitely prepared Thanksgiving dinner that you and your family will remember well after the day is done? Go to Bounty on Broad. That's right. Chef Russell Casey would like everyone to know that Bounty on Broad will be open Thanksgiving Day. So forget shopping and then working over the stove all day and then doing all those stacked up dishes. Spend all that time with your family instead. Bounty will be serving a special Thanksgiving menu in their beautiful restaurant with their legendary farm-to-table touch. In addition to that, Bounty is partnering with a Family Safety Center, an organization that's dedicated to removing individuals from domestic violence situations. Bounty on Broad will be providing survivors a special family meal Thanksgiving morning, and then we'll be collecting donations for the nonprofit the remainder of the day. That's the kind of generous, public-spirited place that the restaurant is. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today to make a reservation at 901-410-8131. This Thanksgiving, do something unforgettable for your family and for other families, too.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kid, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go. Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Shopping for boots this Christmas? Then get to Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, where you'll find over 5,000 pair and over 250 different styles of Western boots and work boots for the entire family, all at prices that meet or beat the online stores. Want the perfect gift for the people on your list, or even yourself? Check out the Lucchese Collection. Handmade Western boots of unrivaled quality, fit, comfort, and style. Premium luxury at an affordable price. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your family-owned store for 61 years on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Smith drive to the goal line. Johnson drive the lane.
You need drive to win the big game, and now you can drive to Tunica on I-269 to fast track the Tunica. To enjoy the big game at Tunica's all new sports books, along with dining, concerts, and more. I-269 now open. All new Tunica sports books now open. Drive to win and log on to win today. TunicaTravel.com/drive to win.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kid, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Waiting around, through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going out to Cooper Systems this week, in fact. I'm heading out to see Lee and Lauren Cooper this very week at the Mount Moriah Office Park. Talk to them a little bit about my Apple Air, which has given me some, is Air Mac, what's it called? It's an Apple MacBook of some Air. Type. MacBook Air, that's what it's called. Here's the thing. You can be a complete computer idiot like I am and walk in there, and they will help you at Cooper Systems. They will fix you right up, or if, as I fear, it is time to get a new MacBook Air, they will help you with that as well. Cooper Systems carries Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, all, I mean, everything you possibly need. And the best thing about it is, it's Lee and Lauren Cooper. It's not just a 19-year-old kid in a big box store selling you something or other. It's folks who've been here for 30 years, who have been here, who will been here, who treat you like a neighbor, and will set you up and will sell you a computer for 50 to 80% off not 50% off, basically roughly half price of what you'll get at a big box store. And they're not going to try to sell you more than you need either. Like if you need a computer with all the bells and whistles, they will happily sell you that. But they're not going to try to tell you you need a computer with all the bells and whistles if all you're going to do is, you know, type emails and surf Facebook. So go by and do what I'm doing. See Lauren Lee and Lauren Cooper this very week. 360-9679-3679 is the phone number. Or stop in and visit them at the Mount Moriah office park. That's 2744 Mount Moriah. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
I can't really let the show go without glorying a little bit in the wonderful drama that has enveloped the Golden State Warriors. You know, I had some hopes on the offseason that the drama between Belichick and Brady, but in the end, nothing seems to stop these teams. And so maybe the human emotions of jealousy, pettiness, all of those things will ultimately bring them down. The Patriots, I haven't they seem to have put aside the pettiness and jealousy.
Sadly.
I mean, the Titans stopped them, but sadly, the pettiness and jealousy has not. But I think there's still hope for the Warriors as we have drama. And we have Draymond Green getting suspended for calling out Kevin Durant for being more obsessed about Kevin Durant than anything else. And it's absolutely fantastic. And the clip last night, it was just great. It was just the greatest thing ever. Kevin Durant asked, have you and Draymond hashed it out? And he said, nah. that was spectacular. So it could not have made me happier. I don't in the end. I saw someone tweeted last night that they now like the Warriors in 5 to win the finals instead of the Warriors in 4. Like, I don't have great hope for it. I got a little bit of hope for it, right? Here's my fear, though. My fear is that what happens if this forces some great peaceful meeting of the minds that Kevin Durant stays there beyond? Like, is it possible? In other words, it looked like an inevitable breakup with this team, right?
Yes.
Is it possible that this could create a crisis that would actually bring them together for beyond this year? Or
I think this is foreshadowing.
We're seeing it come apart.
Yeah, I think the Warriors are a lot like Game of Thrones. They don't subtly foreshadow what's going to come. Like, they let you know well in advance this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, it's great fun, and I revel in the misery of any dynasties anytime. So that was fun. Meanwhile, Grizzlies play tonight. Obviously, no Dylan Brooks. I heard what Chris Harrington said, and what's interesting about it, of course, is that, you know, at some level, the injuries are stacking up. Right? There's no question that's true, and that's the problem. But at some level, when you've got Seldon and Marshawn Brooks, like, you didn't have enough minutes for them anyway, right?
Sure.
And then you said, oh, that's fine. We'll just plug them in. But you can't always count on those players playing well on a given night. It was Bickerstaff's ability to pick and choose and mix and match that it was a big product of their success. And now you've got the guys you've got. And we'll see how that plays out. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
This is coming up next on Jason and John. Seth Greenberg is going to join their program at 12:25. GP will join them at 1:25. I'll be hosting the Eric Hasseltine Show. Eric's going to join me live from Milwaukee to discuss the Grizzlies game tonight against the Bucks. 7 o'clock right here on 99 FM ESPN. Drew Hill's going to talk Tigers with me at 2:25. Bill Bender, Kevin Pelton, as always. GP is going to have Dane Bradshaw on the program 4:25. He'll also have Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for filling in. I appreciate it. I will be in studio tomorrow. For now, we got to get out of here. Our work here is done.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Do you own or have you considered owning office, retail, warehouse properties, or apartments? If you answered yes, then I want to tell you about a unique chance to get more information on commercial real estate. This is Eric Hasseltine with the Memphis Grizzlies. On Thursday, November 29th in the Great Hall in Germantown, Albright Investments will host a seminar dedicated to commercial real estate ownership. Former Memphis Tiger John Albright has been in the commercial real estate estate business for over 30 years and has been involved in millions of dollars of commercial real estate transactions. Get your seat now by calling 901-758-2424 or visit AlbrightInvestments.com.
Your Memphis Tigers football team plays a final home game of the season against Houston on Friday, November 23rd. This is Black Friday, and you can't have a game on Black Friday without a great ticket deal. So during the entire week of Thanksgiving, fans can log on to GoTigersGo.com and get $15 tickets or $30 chairback seats. This is also the Tiger Toy Drive game, and we ask all fans to bring a new unwrapped toy to the game in support of some of our less fortunate neighbors. Memphis versus Houston on Black Friday. Get your tickets today and support the Tiger Toy Drive.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Book It Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why.